Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we've got a special guest for you. We're joined by Rotimi of the hit show Power. How's it going?
Doing well, bro. How you doing?
Hey, doing well. I can't complain. It's great to have you on today's show. For our listening audience, I was wondering if you could tell us how you first became involved with the show.
Well, I auditioned like everybody else. I kind of bet on myself. I was in a place where I didn't really want to do anything with acting, and I just said, you know what, let me just put myself out there. And I went to L.A., flew myself to L.A., put myself on tape before I could even walk into the room. They liked the tape, but it took 3 weeks for them to get back to me, so I thought I didn't get it. And I went in, and I sat with the creator of the show, Courtney Kemp.
And tell us that wait, that 3 weeks, it had to have been excruciating. Tell us about how you kept your faith.
I mean, again, in this business, man, you have to have faith because it will eat you up if you don't. And it's easy to get caught up in a lot of dark things or even go to a dark place. So I had my faith, and my family was really, you know, a part of my journey because they've always helped me stay positive, always been supporting me. And it was hard. I mean, not even front, Brent, it was hard because you lose faith, you know. Yeah, but it depends on how well you handle it when you bounce back. So faith was all I had, and just stay busy.
Absolutely. You're obviously a creator. You know, you act, you sing, you write. Tell me, I guess, what inspires you as a creative type?
You know, I grew up doing art, man. Like, my parents let me to be what I wanted to be and who I wanted to be early. I was always the kid that would make the family gather around and watch me do Michael Jackson in the living room. You know what I mean? Like, I was always that. I always played instruments, played the violin, the piano, the flute, everything, man. So I was always given the freedom to be creative and just multitask, so it's been a blessing.
Absolutely. When you first started out, did you envision that you'd be where you are today? Because I know we talked about faith and just kind of like keeping it. Do you ever imagine that you'd be where you are today?
I knew it was going to happen, you know, because I prayed for it. I knew it was going to happen. I didn't know how or what it was going to happen, but I knew something like this. And I know that even for me, I know that there's a lot more I want to do. And I thank God for Power and everything I'm doing right now because it's a launching pad. But I pray for this moment. I just didn't know it would be in the form of this.
Absolutely. Just have a few more questions. But I know that you have just gotten done with some new music. Tell us a little bit about that. What can we expect?
So my project is coming out mid-July. I'm excited because it's coming out right before the tour. But I'm working on my second single, which is called Want More, featuring Cranium, that's coming out. I got a song out right now called Nobody, featuring T.I. and 50 Cent. It's cool because they've never done a song together. So for them to, you know, be on my record, it's an honor. But just pushing it, man, and it's organically growing. So it's just a blessing to be in this position.
Absolutely. What can our listening audience expect from this newest season of Power coming up?
It's easily the best 10 episodes that we've done. I'm a fan. I remember being in the table reads, and we're reading it like fans. Like, we're just like, first you hope you don't die, so you open the book like this, you know what I mean? And then you say a prayer right after, like, okay, thank God. But no, it's been fun. I'm excited. It's legit. I just saw the first episode, and it's by far the best episode of the series, and that's just the first one. So it gets real.
Awesome. My last question is what's the biggest takeaway that you want people to get from the work that you've done, whether it be through film, television, or music? When you leave here, when you leave this earth, what is the biggest thing that you want people to get from what you've done?
That he did it by being a good person, and he made sure he was happy and everybody around him was happy. But I just want to leave a legacy of just being able to say that there's no limit to anything. You know, like, if I want to figure out how to own this gym, I'm going to figure out how to own this gym. Why not? You know, so that's how my mind is on everything, you know. And even with the glasses, I want to make glasses, I'm going to figure out how to do it. I want to make people believe that they can do all things. And that's just how I move.
I love it. Thank you so much, Rotimi. Where can our listening audience find out more about you and keep abreast of what you're doing?
Instagram, Rotimi Music, Rotimi Music, and Twitter, Rotimi.
I love it. Thank you so much.